Happy Wednesday evening, everybody. It is a hump day, and it's almost over, and it also happened to be the Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Last week, we talked about the dental efficiencies, and we specifically talked about getting to the 5% magic number, and today we're going to discuss the high-level black belt, what I call it, getting from 5 to 4, and what I've seen some people do, 2.8% on dental supplies. So how do we get there? And let's discuss in a little bit more details. And I think we're going to be done with this boring subject of efficiencies and dental supplies. And next week, we're going to move into something more exciting. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure out what that would be. So how do we get from 5% spent on dental supplies to 2.8%, which is pretty much impossible, or let's just say at least to 4% on dental supplies? So number one thing is going to be, after you're already monitoring all the expenses, you're looking at everything you spend on dental supplies, and you know exactly the distributors and the numbers and how much you spend, I believe the next step is going to be something that a lot of people will not have time, and it's going to be super time consuming, but actually looking at the invoices. That means when the order goes out to different distributor, when they send you an invoice to charge you for that amount, you will have to review and take a look at the invoice and what the prices are actually being charged. So you can reconcile what we call internally at Zen, reconcile what you sent to the distributor and what comes back to you in an invoice, including the shipping charges. You would be surprised how many times we've seen the shipping charges double or the prices different from what they are supposed to be. So reconciling the invoice is going to be the big and very, very important step. You're also going to look at the free goods and specials and not buy any of them, because you're going to be buying only the items that you need at the quantities that you need. So for example, if your lead assistant is buying 5 boxes of gloves and somebody has a promotion, buy 8 and get 2 for free, I understand that you're going to be using it, and it's a big debate that I have among my clients, but you're only going to be buying 5. That means you're going to stay within a budget and not buy any specials. And we discuss this a lot, because the biggest part about staying in budget and actually not buying any specials is buying what you need, not going after the saving a dollar, but you are not wasting a full box. So for example, if the box of gloves is going to be $10, which is probably going to be a box of 300, and if you're not buying a full box, you just save $10 instead of saving $2. So that's the concept behind it. We can go on a lengthy discussion on, you're still going to use it, you're still going to use the gloves and things like that, but our recommendation and what we've seen from our clients who are staying at 2.8 to 3 and 4% is no specials and no free goods. And the last part is going to be staying organized, which is, again, really hard, making sure that you stay within a system. That means you're staying and you're looking at all the different invoices. But staying organized and not leaning outside of the course that you set out is going to be super critical. So these are the dental efficiencies. We covered pretty much all the major steps. Unfortunately, there's no magic. Unfortunately, there's no blue pill that you can take and accidentally it's all going to happen. It's just working out. You got to do your own push-ups in order to build the biceps. Thank you all.